Welcome, Parshat Vayishlach. Pergamon Bet Pasuk of Hey. Pasuk says, "Vayvato Yaakov Levado, Yavek Ishimo Adavar Shachar," etc. Then what happens? The angel fights with him, and when he sees that he's not able to win, then it says, "Vaygaf Bechapirecho," and he touched him on the leg. Just when he saw that Yaakov is about to win, he gave him a little extra kick in the leg. Yaakov learned something from this story. It says, "Sher lomar al derech hamalitza." What does al derech hamalitza mean? I can't tell you. This is pshat. Derech hamalitza means it's a nice idea, and I can fit it in with this topic, and it will teach us an important lesson. The lesson is true, even if it's not the pshat of the pasuk. Recommendation. If you're applying for a job in Eretz Yisrael, so they'll often ask you for hamatzos. Because Yaakov was alone, that was when the angel said, now I can take advantage of him. Says, what's the idea behind Gid Anashe? Yaakov was able to withhold or hold his own against the Malach. Am Yisrael can't do that. We as individuals are not strong enough to hold our own against them. And in order to teach us that lesson, this Malach saw that Yaakov was able to hold his own all on his own. He hit him in that spot. And therefore, all of Am Yisrael can't eat the Gid Anashe to teach us the important lesson that we need each other. We can't do it on our own. We can't be one Jew amongst all Goyim and expect to be successful in our Judaism. He said, we have mitzvot aseh. Mitzvot aseh don't make us separate from them. You do a mitzvot aseh and you're done. Meaning, I have to daven, so I'm daven, and then I can go back to my life with them. I have to do whatever mitzvot aseh. The lo taseh is constant. It's not, I do it and then I'm finished. It's constant, I can't do it, and that's always on top of me. And therefore, because of the mitzvot lo taseh, for example, of not eating trey food, I can't eat my meals together with non-Jews. So, if I can't eat my meals with non-Jews, so unless you're a person who likes being alone, and the typical average human being, for the most part, does not like being alone all the time, let's say it like that. So, therefore, what do we have to do? We have to stick together. As the Gemara Pesachim says, three people love each other, one of them is Gerim. Gerim really love each other because they don't belong to anybody, so they're all alone, so the people who are all alone flock together. It says, Al Korkach B'nai Yisrael have to be Gerim amongst the nations in order to not assimilate to them. And since we already have an Isra Machal, the foods we can't eat, Zeh Yisod Kiyumeinus. That's what keeps us as a Jewish nation continuing to exist, is the fact that there are foods we don't eat and we can't go eat with the Gentiles. For example, in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, it says that right before Bayit Sheni was destroyed, Chazal were metaking an Isser on Pasakum and an Isser of Shemenakum. Why? Mishum benoteyan. If you eat their bread, if you break bread with them and eat their bread and their oil, which were probably mainstays of their diet, so then you would end up hanging out with them. You hang out with them, you may fall in love with their daughter, etc. And therefore, we don't want you to intermarry, so we said, you can't eat Pasakum. He says, let's take this further. What do we know else happened in this week's Parsha? Yaakov meets up with Esav. And what does he tell the Malachim to go tell Esav? He says, go tell him in Lavan Garti. So Rashi adds on the words in Lavan Garti, it's a very famous Rashi, Taryag Mitzvot Shemarti. There's a lot of explanations and points learned from Rashi adding those words. Because in the Pshat of the Pasuk, Yaakov tells each person, hey, you're going to meet Esau? When you get to him, say, Im lovan garti. Where is this that he told them to say, En taryag mitzvot shamarti? What is he telling the malachim to tell him? Did he say this or not? He says, but according to the Yesod that I explained to you in the first paragraph, it all makes sense. What am I saying? Im lovan garti. What's the shortage of garti? A ger. With lovan, I remained a stranger. In other words, I managed to live with lovan 20 years, and I never became a full-fledged citizen. I remained a ger. And even though these rules that we just discussed about Had Akum and Shemen Akum didn't exist, I managed to maintain my separate identity for him. So he's saying, if so, what Mazeh be'emet she'ikev et Yaakov she'ya be'emet mi'gezer achad mi'motzer achad lovan ben achoto mi'otoshav makom. Tell me, what is it? Well, he did marry his daughters, that's true. But what is it that helped him remain from and from Jew despite living with Lavan, despite being related to Lavan? Really, they can decide their family and everything is great. But Korchach, what it is she'taryag mitzot shamarti. It's a lover. Because he surrounded himself with mitzvot, that's what prevented him from assimilating into a life with lavan. So because he said the word garti, rather than lavan yashavti, lavan chayiti, he said lavan garti, I remained a ger. After I prepared this Dvar Torah, I was thinking about the lesson, and then worked out. See, after the Shmaya happens this way, I was trying to decide what the lesson was, and I got a Shaila from somebody, what's up, in Kutz Laretz, and he's at work, and they're going out to eat, and he wanted to know about all the things he could possibly eat with them or not, or go with them, and figure out a way to, let's put it in a certain way, basically keep as many mitzvot as possible without anybody noticing. Okay? I'm happy to keep taryag mitzvot as long as nobody notices I'm keeping taryag mitzvot. As in, what can I eat and look like them and make myself be exactly like them and still be me'ikar adin in the word of the law, everything okay? And my answer to him was, I don't grant the premise of the question. The whole idea is that we're not supposed to be looking like them. We're not supposed to be acting like them. We have a relationship with Gentiles. We're nice with them. We work with them. We respect them. The goal isn't to try and socialize with them or go out to eat with them in their restaurants. You know, I worked at an office, and they were very wonderful. They wanted to order pizza on Fridays, and they ordered kosher pizza. I don't think that's a problem to let them know that I kept kosher and they ordered kosher pizza for me rather than the tray pizza they would have otherwise ordered. It's not a problem to let them know that you keep mitzvos. Adarabba was better. They knew I kept mitzvos, so then none of the people ever invited me to go eat with them in their restaurant because they knew I kept kosher. So why the whole point of these mitzvos is this is what's keeping us Jews. The mitzvos keep us as Jews. The goal isn't to do as many mitzvos as possible without anybody noticing. You don't have to be in your face like, I'm eating kosher. You're not, no. But you have to do the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are what makes us Jewish. The goal isn't to try and do mitzvahs in the least noticeable fashion in the world. That would be trying to assimilate, except that you're keeping a few mitzvahs. And that is something that we don't allow, and that is something we don't want, and that is a lesson we learned from Yaakov Avinu saying in Lavan Garti, I remained a ger, even in Lavan's house. Shkoyach.